You say you change, but you never change.
44, 22. You build it up to breaking halfway through. Just make the call. 22.
We're not doing this because we just want to have that check to say we give away. That's not important to us. For us, it's important to actually be a part of a real organization, to see, like, we physically, tangibly can see the impact it's having. And I just want to say I'm very, very grateful for all of you guys. I'm very grateful to Alan for just making this all come to life.
Pokhara is a nicer airport than the capital.
We made it.
How was that, Max?
Brutal.
Do you know what happened? I fell asleep and I woke up when we landed. And I thought, like, we took off and had to land again and retake off. I saw your messages. I've never been so stressed on a flight. I'm like, okay, now I'm stressed. now I'm panicking.
A jungle leopard.
Wow.
And this little girl, about 6 years old, started talking to him. Turned out that her 3-year-old brother, the week before we got there, she was playing on the edge of the jungle. Leopard came out, took him, ran off with him. Thankfully, she went in, called her mum. They ran after the leopard. He dropped the boy. He survived. A few weeks before that, another child had been eaten by a leopard.
Oh my god.
I think at that time Tech told me that the government had come out and said that they were given permission for that leopard to be hunted and shot. If you're in the jungle, you're in their territory. But don't worry, we won't see any.
Yeah, I saw it.
So tomorrow we're going to Arthur, doing a school opening, and then we're staying at Banjang. And then the day after we have another school opening. After that, another school opening. And then on the 7th, we're visiting our next project we're looking at. 8th is free day, and also International Women's Day, by the way. It's really like the next 3 days are like hectic in terms of school openings. After that, it gets relatively chill.
How much is this one?
Basic ones. Yeah. Where have
the most?
2,500.
Namaste. Namaste.
Okay, 33,000. Okay, I have a deal for you. Let's make it 100.
Excuse me, you give me 100 more? Okay, thank you.
No, I will make it 100.
100 rupees?
100,000.
Thank you. Up to you.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, 100. 100. Yeah.
Expensive.
100,000.
Yeah, I get expensive shoes.
100,000?
Yeah.
From once.
For 100?
My gift.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you very
so
much.
So, would you like to take the orchid? That's not the business, just our welcome gift.
Okay, I can't say no then. I will take tea.
Maybe?
Tea.
Tea. Tea.
Okay, tea.
Oh, yeah.
Must be.
I'll bungee jump.
Ah, that scares them.
No, that scares me.
That's
too.
That's easier than skydiving.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Have you ever been skydiving?
Yeah.
Have you ever been bungee jumping?
Yeah. Riddle me that, bitch.
Well, we're trying to upload the vlog while trying to survive this car ride.
Do you ever get car sick?
No. Oh. I don't think this is a normal car ride, though. This is like a turbulent boat, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like getting fucking rocked like crazy. Yeah, I don't like that. It's like, you know, next month they'll have the road done, these rocks will take it out, and we're just staring at them. This is my third time outside of the United States. You know, the first thing I'll always say is a little bit of culture shock, because it's not a world that I've ever seen before. When we do the work that we do, we're in front of computers all day. We're, you know, talking about money and business and all this stuff that is a lot of fun, but seeing that part of the business and seeing the smiles on the kids was just super, super fulfilling.
Well, update is there's an excavator you can see right here, and I don't think it's moving anytime soon.
Landslide pending.
But morale's still high. It's still early on in the trip.
I left school in 11th grade, so you can get me a certificate here, so I can say I finished school.
We can make you the honorary student, you know?
Yes, awesome.
Yes, from the
flying colors.
You finished school.
I finished school. That would make my mom very happy.
Parents like the most random things. Simple, like...
My mom would be happier that I got a certificate from the school than I actually built a school. She, I'm so proud of you, Iman. You finally got your school certificate.
Yeah. Upload complete, boys.
That was fucking close.
Welcome back.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Welcome.
Good. Thank you.
Iman and the team, I thank you very much to you. I'm sure one day children from this school will achieve so many doctors. That's our dream. If it succeeds, then we would be very much happy.
Founder of Grow Your Agency, Mr. Iman Garzi.
Education is freedom, education is liberty, education for me personally is everything, and today looking at this beautiful building, it fills me with a sense of fulfillment, so I just want to say a big thank you to all of you. So finally, I just want to thank all of you for your incredible hospitality. Nepal is an incredible country. I've been waiting 3 years to come back here, and it makes me very happy that I'm here today, so thank you, all of you. Oh, and we're playing football later, so if you're good, make sure you're on my team, please. Thank you.
How much for box?
700.
So you think that there's 140 in there? Oh, there's 150 in the pack. Okay, yeah. Okay, 700. Okay, deal. So 800.
Yeah, tell me.
This is 700. 300, so 1,800. 2,100 and then 2,450.
Shit at school, man. I was always good at mental arithmetic. Wait, you think I can build a uni somewhere and get a master's?
It's 2,450. Okay, perfect. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay. Here's a 20. No, it's fine, it's fine. My gift. There you go. Namaste.
Amen.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex?
Yes. I'm blushing.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here's a debrief. We've established two things today.
Yeah.
We can't play volleyball, and we can't dance. We can't do either of those.
We had no getting out and seeing the school stand strong amongst the hill, like it was just,
yeah, awesome.
It's literally hailing.
There you go.
We made it.
Poor Alex.
Alex, and Tristan's room tour.
Welcome.
Look.
Louis Vuitton. That's legit.
Guess I'm taking him.
That's neat.
This is how you shower in the pool.
It was eye-opening. Whenever we arrived at the first school and I shook the hand of the first kid there and it was just a big grin on their face, you know, big smile. It just hit me. I was like, man, we really did this, you know. We put this kid in this school and it might change their life forever. And that's something that sits in my heart now, like thousands and thousands of miles away from these kids. Somewhere in Nepal, there are kids sitting in that school learning about subjects, gaining knowledge that might help them start their careers and eventually do great things as well.
I don't know, you slept in the tent.
Oh yeah, it was lit.
I'll show you a video. I come in and I scout the entire tent for bugs. Yeah. I had to get rid of like 7 bugs. And then there was like 2 I looked at and I was like, nah, you're too young. I can't do it.
But luckily, feel fresh. Check that beautiful bird above you. Hey, that's a good omen. Look at that.
Leave me alone.
I was just gonna say congrats on 2 million.
Oh.
Yay!
Cheers!
115 days ago, precisely, I calculated it. We hit 1 million subscribers. Today, we woke up to find out that we are at 2 million subscribers.
Woo!
So, where's the confetti? So anyways, I just wanna say a big thank you to all you guys. And more importantly, I just wanna say a big thank you to Tristan.
Cheese.
I wanna say a big thank you to
Alex.
Cheese.
And a big thank you to Tom and Nicola, who aren't here at the moment. They're actually at home, making sure that this week's upload goes out in a timely manner.
Yeah, this time last year we got 200.
Yeah, I think we were like 220 this time last year.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's wild.
I don't think a channel has ever grown like this in a year, like in our space. Poor guy. He's dinner apparently.
Not poor. That's his purpose.
That's how they can tell how strong.
Does he look like strong?
I think so.
Yeah. I did that in Kenya, second grade.
Second grade.
hang it upside down, tie it by its legs, and then the blood, wait for the blood to drip, and then skin it.
Yep.
Driving around, you've probably seen the footage of rocky streets, some roads to where they're being paved as we were driving, and or on cliffs. You'd get to that location when you're driving 3-4 hours, your head is hurting, and we walk in and everyone is saying Tanya Bud, which at that time we didn't know what it meant, but it means thank you. And they start putting all these flowers and decorations and everything, and these people were just grateful at the fact that we're here. And it was an amazing experience just to be welcomed in just like that. It felt like I was at home.
About 17 months have passed, but it feels like yesterday that grew your agency and Pahatros Nepal completed building our dream of getting educated, sitting inside the absolutely secure and grand classrooms. Thank you so much for being with us and hearty welcome once again at last. Thank you. Have a great day and enjoy this grand celebration ahead. Namaste.
I think that in life, the best thing you can give someone is opportunity, and with this school, you have the opportunity to make something great of your life. So the only thing that I ask The only three promises is that you wake up every single day and you work hard, you're honest, and you're respectful to your teachers. Thank you very much.
Wow, Alex. Wow.
Jeez.
This is beautiful.
I just want to get this on the record that I do not want to do this. But I will do it for you.
Never been bungee jumping?
No.
Okay, then that makes sense.
What do you mean?
You have to do this.
Bro, what do you mean? I start off with the second highest bungee jump on earth?
Yeah.
Get a quick work on it. Vibes.
Yeah.
Vibes, bro.
Iman, you got us.
So this is our... I'll stay for the night. Amazing. This is so nice.
Tech.
Yes.
Are you feeling very tired at the moment?
No, I'm okay.
You have lots of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well you're gonna need it. So we have fifth project confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a few weeks, Alan is going to send me a proposal for sixth project.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll do.
We'll
start two more this year.
Yeah, build more amazing schools.
It's my pleasure. That's amazing.
You've done a fantastic job. Bless you. Yeah. Thank you for everything, Tech.
Cheers, Tech.
Cheers to Tech.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, that was a bit of a far one. Let's go, Paulie.
Let's go,
Luis. Cheers. Cheers, my brother.
It's the type of villages that we were working on and the type of villages that would build those schools. I would ask myself, like, where are these people coming from? Because it's such a remote place. For us to get there with cars, with three cars, was super difficult. And I was looking around. There was no other cars around. Maybe some motorcycles every once in a while. And then... just getting to that school and seeing hundreds of people there is just, you get to ask yourself, where are all these people coming from? And you see their houses around, but they're not close to the school, which means they have to walk a lot. They have to almost like go through a journey in order just to be able to go to their school. And just seeing how happy they are just to get access to that is something that is even hard to put into words on how we feel when you really see the reality. And it's very fulfilling. It's just very fulfilling because it's very easy for us to take for granted everything we do. Oh, we build schools in Nepal, but when you don't go there, when you don't experience that, it's very easy to just go on your day-to-day lives without even thinking about what that really means.
Big day. 4 hours in the car.
Four?
As in one way. Download some YouTube videos, some pods.
Mm.
Buckle in, strap in, download some audiobooks. It's gonna be a trip.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We are checking one of PTN's other projects. Just quick 10-minute check-in. It's one of their projects for special needs children. So, quick little pit stop and then back on the road.
Last year, this wasn't even here, so we put a new floor on and renovated the whole rest of the building. And so there will be children living in the rooms downstairs, school classrooms on the ground floor, and this is a community space for them to do training within the community on how to integrate children with disability within the community. So
learning disabilities, right?
All mental and learning disabilities, physical as well, yeah.
Trust me, you're gonna want to see this.
Why? What is it?
Oh, you? Can you please? I
was not happy.
5:30.
छु म तिमलाई भारा तिमी भिड्दै छ मेरो संसार हातको औठी सुनो के पितालो तिमी बिना यो जीवन फितालो हातको औठी सुनो के पितालो तिमी बिना यो जीवन फितालो.
Start by saying thank you to Pahar Trust for making this all possible. For those that don't know, Iman came from a village very similar to this, and education was not available to him. It was a far-fetched idea, it was a long-awaited dream. Until one day, fate blessed him, and he was gifted with the opportunity to learn. And you can tell by us being here that the rest is kind of history. He's made the most of that opportunity. But he did it because he didn't waste it. He recognized its value because it was a gift. With this gift, also comes a responsibility. The responsibility to give back to your communities, to other villages, to the world. And when that responsibility comes up and has to be acted on, we have a saying at Grow Your Agency, in the end, you help them all.
That is the last school. The trilogy is complete.
Jeez.
Two more projects.
There'll be two more projects, yeah.
Sixth one as well.
Five and six.
Five and six.
Thank you, man.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I'll tell you how really it all started. Chandra and Tom Dyke served with each other for 20 odd years in the army. When Tom retired, he asked Chandra, what should we do to repay your friendship? He said, you can build a school. And then in 91, we opened the first school at Chandra's village. He said, you've got to come out. So we went out there. While we were out there, and this is the God's honest truth, another school came to us and said, oh, look at this school. Can you build us one? And Tom said to me, how much money do we have left in the bank? Less than a pound we had left in the bank. So Tom says, what do you think? I said, it'd be stupid not to, wouldn't it? So that's then in 94, I think we became registered charity. But it's thanks to people like you that we can continue doing what we do. It just feels so wonderful that, you know, whatever happens in the future, the legacy will always be here. Without people like you, we would never exist. And, you know, thank God we can. And I just hope and pray I will be here. But in 100 years' time, somebody will be stood here saying to other people like yourselves, thank you.
I don't do much, actually. My team pretty much does everything, so I have them to thank for the position that we're in. A little bit about our company. Our mission is to reform the education system and do that through online means. So for us, we have a full circle approach. We want to give people the best education possible from our part of the world and do it at the best price possible. But some people aren't as fortunate and some people just simply don't get a seat at the table. Some people don't have the opportunities that we have, and we're very aware of the opportunities that are presented to us. So that's why for us, it's very important that we do take a portion of our profits every single year, and we use that to contribute in the right places. And I guess we kind of struck gold in 2019 when we found you guys, because for me, we're not doing this because we just want to have that check to say we give away. That's not important to us. For us, it's important to actually be a part of a real organization, to see, like, we physically, tangibly can see the impact it's having. And yeah, I just want to say I'm very, very grateful for all of you guys. I'm very grateful to Alan for just making this all come to life. So yeah, on behalf of myself and the team, genuinely, we couldn't be more grateful for you. So.